Well, it comes down to this. Courtney's husband wants to live stream the birth of his first child because, well, blood and hospitals and all that stuff makes him queasy, but he wants to offer support. So if a nurse could hold a phone next to his wife's face while she's pushing, he'll offer his support from home on the couch, and he wants to know if that's okay.
How sweet. What a great guy.
Mm-hmm. Now, John, you're on his side. You're supporting him a little bit, right?
Yep. Yeah, I support him for the most part. And I say love him because, you know, you said he was a great guy. But I say really educate him, you know. Let him know, like, what he's going to experience. And, you know, I know it's a little bit different with just being your first kid, but have him talk to other dads and have him talk to, you know, other parents and adults that have gone through this. I, too, hate the sight of blood. I get queasy at the sight of it. But, you know, my wife actually works in labor and delivery. And so even before any of that, she kind of explained to me, like, okay, this is what the process is. This is, like, from start to finish. And, you know, having that expectation up front really prepared me. And you have so much adrenaline going through your system when that happens. You know, I think he'll turn it around and, once he knows and understands, I think he'll be good with being in the room with you.
Oh, that's really good perspective. I like that, bringing in another dad who can, you know, speak his language and talk to him.
Right, because we just expect that they're going to be fine. They have to be there like we have to be there.
Hey, John, what was the thing that surprised you most, though? I have to know.
Oh, how many people were actually in the delivery room? You know, just the sheer amount of nurses and the, you know, the doctors. The first one was a natural, and the second one we actually had a C-section, which that one was even more insane because, you know, you see a lot more blood and you see them pull the baby out and stuff. But, both of them were absolutely fascinating. And
very much like a scene out of Alien, isn't it?
You know, I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't bad.
Oh, it wasn't bad, he says. Okay.
You know, I invited Ryan to be there at the birth of River, and he declined.
I was on a cruise ship.
That's why he declined.
Yes.
Thanks, John. Let's get to Mackenzie and Lester Prairie. Your husband felt the same way, huh?
Yes. Yeah, he felt the same way going in. We tried to watch videos beforehand, and he would just freak out at them. He did not want to see anything down there, anything. And he thought there'd be a curtain. And I'm like, nope, if you're vaginal, there's no curtain.
Yeah.
So I say list them. I mean, the nurses are wonderful. They can position you so that you can't see anything.
Right.
And and you need to be there to support your wife is the main thing. And if he can't even do that, then I say list them.
Really? Oh. So it's better be there or else.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Drawing a hard line. Thank you. Robin's in St. Louis Park. You've come up with a new plan. What are they going to do?
They're going to get a doula and have the baby at home.
Then he can be on the comfort of his own darn couch.
Exactly. He's going to be right there in the thick of it, helping out, and he can take the video himself.
Oh, Robin, can you?
He doesn't have to be in an icky hospital.
That's true.
Why? Is that a thing? Like, does that cost more?
I don't know. I went to a hospital.
I wouldn't know what that costs or what it's like.
I can't imagine it's any more.
I was watching an episode last night where a woman gave birth in this tall pool. It's like a pool that you stand up in and the water's up to your neck. And they reached in and just pulled the baby out of the water. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I wanted to do the water birth thing, but you can't have an epidural, at least in our case. And I was like, nope, give me the drugs. I will sit wherever you want me to sit.
Oh. Okay, thank you. Parenting's all about discussing things and weird smells and better get used to it. Yeah.
Right. I mean, when the kid falls and has a bloody cut or there's many of disgusting things that happen, you're going to have to be prepared for that. So I think this is the place to start.
You just got to rip the Band-Aid off and be there. Like, you just got to tell him, no, that is not an option. You don't get to distant watch the birth. You don't get to distant parent.
No.
You need to be a part of this. That's the deal.
My husband is not good with blood and gross things either. He was not... You know, he was looking forward to meeting our child, but he was not looking forward to being there for that. So I understand, but you still have to do it, and you're going to be so happier there.
Put on your big boy pants and be there. Pull your big boy panties up, be there.
Oh.
Stay up by the head. Don't look.
And a lot of big boy panties.
A lot of big boy pants, panties, undies. Yeah. It's just non-negotiable. He has to be there.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, so glad the Twin Cities thought the same thing.
I love John's advice, though. Talk to another guy about it.
Absolutely. You know you've got other dads in your life. They'll give you real talk, straight talk, and it's probably going to be exactly what you need to hear. Yeah.